Where's the information coming from? It's coming from the Good Day program. This is Good Day Health, another hour of information courtesy of one of the most prominent cardiologists in our country. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, who runs Lake Cardiology. That's his clinic down in the Orlando area of Florida. He and I have been doing radio for a number of years. I respect his expertise. I like his bedside manner. I enjoy his company. Sounds like we're on a date, doesn't it? Here's
good idea.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing. All right, so we're here to attack in the most positive way a lot of the news that Ken has aggregated from a number of sources so that you'll be up to date on some things. Actually, give you food for thought on a lot of these things, discussions from the news and items of observational value. Let's get started with a report on people and why they need to be physically active. They, we, us, everyone needs to have a modicum of physical activity. And if you are not physically active, you're just asking for it. It seems like common sense, Ken, actually.
Well, although it does, but this is a study. What's so amazing about this study is that this is a study in normal people, not patients, not overweight people. It was reported this week in the European Congress on Obesity that taking a short break from an active lifestyle, Doug, may do more harm than most people might think. Just 2 weeks of sedentary behavior, it can cause healthy young people to start losing muscle and develop fat around their organs, which is very dangerous. And this can increase their risk for conditions such as heart disease and type 2 diabetes that could eventually lead to a premature death. What's alarming about this study is that it was done in healthy volunteers. They were not patients or overweight or had risks for type 2 diabetes. So the take-home message is just get active. If you haven't been active, talk to your doctor, make sure it's safe, and then stay active.
Stay active. And it can come in all forms. One of the great things about my life, not everybody's going to be able to work on a farm, but that's one of the things I am most thankful for, my interest in being on the farm this time of year, what it does for my being. You know, it's good. I think that you can, you've been very active physically, especially the last few years. And it does something not only for your body, but for your head.
Absolutely.
It gets, doesn't it? I mean, is it endorphins? Whatever it is.
It's all of the above.
Yeah.
You have a good overall feeling, but you also think better and you function more efficiently. And you don't have to overdo it. Even weekend warriors are fine if you don't have the time during the week. And studies have shown that. You don't have to overdo it. It just takes a few hours a week.
Yeah. All right. Let's keep going here. There are a number of things in these studies that are on the top of mind. You may have seen this story about the teenager who collapsed and died after having had three caffeinated beverages. Are we talking about the muscle, what do they call those things, the red monster kind of things, the heavy red, blue, what are they?
Yeah, the energy drinks.
Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of them around, and
there
they all are loaded with caffeine. And so, and these, by the way, it isn't just the monster sort of drink that we're talking about, but you look at the contents. One of my friends who works on the farm with me, he was very conscious about what he eats and drinks and stuff, was talking about yesterday. We were working in the cellar. There were a bunch of old cans down there from a party we had last year. And, you know, he looked at it and he said, because I don't touch this stuff either, he says, amazing how many people don't get what's in these drinks. They don't look. They don't know about the corn syrup that's used to flavor these drinks and how it's all, you know, Monsanto stuff and how horrible it is. You don't know what you're drinking.
So phosphoric acid.
Yeah. So, I mean, in this circumstance, there are all kinds of reasons to be careful and look at the label if you really. I mean, some people just don't care. And so you go down that road. That's your problem because you're in charge of your body. But what's basically the story here, Ken?
Doug, the heart is nothing more than a pump, and it needs to nice and smoothly relax to fill with blood and then evenly, smoothly propel, compress to get the blood forward. And this smooth rhythm is controlled by an electrical activity in the heart. There's a spark at the top of the heart, and then there's electrical wiring that allows this electrical impulse to smoothly get from the top to the bottom. And if that smooth activity is interrupted, you can have havoc. The heart doesn't pump and lights are out on the body. Mm-hmm. And this is a story about a teenage boy who collapsed and died last month after consuming 3 caffeinated drinks in the space of 2 hours. David Wow. Allen Kripe, 16. He drank a McDonald's cafe latte, a large diet Mountain Dew, and an unidentified energy drink, as Doug was talking about before. And this was before suffering a caffeine-induced cardiac event, which just created an electrical storm, as I was describing. An autopsy showed that David had no undiagnosed heart conditions and no drug or alcohol in his system. He was otherwise healthy when he likely suffered an arrhythmia, which is an abnormal heart rhythm.
So that there are all kinds of things. You talk about certain events that take place in the heart when it beats like a bag of worms.
That's chaos from the top. And you get that chaos, that atrial fibrillation from the top. You get that kind of chaos at the bottom. That's when you pass away. And that's what happened here.
All right. So there's an alternative. And, this leads into a commercial message of sorts. But when it comes to people who want – this is an educational process more than anything else. And because millions of people have heard this message – over the past 3 or 4 years, it's rare to find anybody anymore who doesn't know about Superbeats and some of the ancillary products that go with it. I was just saying to you before we went on the air, I have one of my Neogenesis capsules here that I'm going to take out of the capsule, out of the little packet, and put on my tongue. That gives me instant energy, as does Superbeats. So you like talking about the two of these products together. You want energy. You don't need to take caffeine. As a matter of fact, the people at Superbeats discourage you from drinking coffee or any other caffeinated beverage because you don't need it. This has the same impact, and yet it's all healthy because it comes from non-GMO beets. It's a food source, food-based element that is aimed at your health and well-being. How do you get the blood to every part of your body? Listen to Ken.
It's healthy because it helps the body do what it's trying to do when the body's trying to deliver energy throughout the body. When you take caffeine, it's unnatural. It's like beating a dead horse. You're just whipping, 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 and at some point it just can't go any harder. And when you use nitric oxide, which the body's meant to have to help get the oxygen throughout the body, you're just reinforcing what the body is designed as it is to help energize you. So in 1998, it was discovered, the Nobel Prize was awarded in medicine to a 1988 discovery that nitric oxide, the third important gas of the body, needs to be available because it helps open up the blood vessels. When the red blood cells, remember from high school biology, carries the oxygen from head to toe. Well, the discovery in 1988 was that the red blood cells not only carry oxygen, they also carry nitric oxide, another gas. And before the red blood cells can get into your blood vessels and deliver the oxygen, the red blood cell has to give off nitric oxide. It's like a garage door opener for the blood vessels, and then the red blood cell can get through. The body needs to continuously remake nitric oxide, and if it doesn't have the building blocks for nitric oxide, you don't have enough. I recommend that you test yourself. Everybody tests themselves for nitric oxide. There's an easy way. A Baylor physiologist has developed these saliva test strips. You just put a little saliva, you look at the color, and you can tell what your nitric oxide level is. This company, Neogenesis, they have 2 products. Neo 40 is their product, which gets your tank level up for nitric oxide if your test strip shows low. And then you'll be able to provide nitric oxide 24/7 whenever you need it. And they have another product at Neogenes called their Super Beats. And this gives you a sudden boost of nitric oxide. If you need a sudden energy surge, you're going to work out, midday occurs, and you're getting the blahs in the mid-afternoon from just doing too much, and you just need a little bit of energy. Instead of going to those caffeinated beverages, those energy drinks, this is a natural way to get energy, to keep your blood pressure under control, Super Beats to get a sudden boost of energy, and Neo 40 to keep your nitric oxide levels where they need to be.
I wonder if this wouldn't flush out. Let's say you'd abused your body with these caffeinated beverages, and you took, you had a glass of Super Beats or one of these Neo 40 capsules. Would that open up your blood system enough to flush out whatever may be there? The effects of the caffeinated beverages?
Well, caffeinated beverages are not long-acting. They're pretty short-acting.
No,
they give you a burst and they're gone.
Done.
And that's what happened to this gentleman who died.
Yeah. All right, here's the offer. The number first you need to call to order your first supply or to reorder Super Beats is 800-655-4183. When you call that number, they'll ask you, what do you want? You want the regular flavor? You want black cherry? You want other things like the Neo 40? You look online. You can go to Super Beats, or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com and see what they have, and you make up your mind. Or you can just take our advice and start with the friendly Super Beats package. It'll boost your nitric oxide levels, which is what Dr. Ken wants you to do. It's healthy, healthy, healthy. 800-655-4183. Let me emphasize this one more time. If you are wanting to perform well, like a lot of these athletes do that take the Super Beats product, you'll like them, you'll love them, and you'll get great results. Super Beats. Get a 30-day supply free. Get free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. And, of course, this product is absolutely guaranteed or your money back. It'll do what all of us on this program say it does because we take it. We know. 800-655-4183.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Ow. Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about 10 bucks a month to join. So even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Every day, our world becomes a little more digital. With more and more of us communicating by email and paying our bills online, some believe it's only a matter of time before we become a paperless society. But I'm not holding my breath for that to happen. Oh, I use email as much as the next person, and even buy most of my books electronically these days. But there's one major generator of paper that keeps chugging along: the government. In 2016, one U.S. department alone, the Department of Health and Human Services, imposed an estimated 700 million hours of paperwork on Americans. That was up from only 400 million hours just 8 years earlier. Let's be fair, most of that increase in paperwork was due to the Affordable Care Act, so that could be changing in a big way. Now that Congress is debating health care reform again, that paperwork burden on Americans could be cut dramatically. How dramatically remains to be seen. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamericatv.org.
Three after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. As you listen to him discuss in detail and bring to you information that you can relate to, you think, well, this guy's pretty good. Doug's always talking about him. He goes down and gets a physical every year. I got some info from my doctor and I didn't like it. I want to get a second opinion. How much does it cost to fly to Orlando? I don't know. For most any place in the country, you can probably do it for a couple of $100 each way, and it's worth it. Take a ride, maybe spend the night, go visit the Space Coast or that little park that's down there that a lot of people like to go visit. Go call right now if you want to get another opinion from Ken. 352-735-1400. A lot of the locals from all over Florida hear that number and they think, yep, I'm going to call because I want to get an appointment with Ken. 352-735-1400. Friendly folks, take care of you. Ken will take care of you and give you the it was straight from his shoulder. Whatever's going on, you'll find out about it and maybe some ways to figure your way out of whatever problem you're in. 352-735-1400. Speaking of problems, Roger Ailes has passed away. And he, because of the, I'm going to guess, because I don't know that it's been made public yet, Ken. Ailes, for those of you who don't remember or know, has run the Fox News Channel for the last, well, since it was first put on the air. He was fired earlier this year because of all of the sexual scandals there. The guy was a pervert and a pig, but he still was a brilliant strategist. He was probably single-handedly responsible for Richard Nixon getting elected. He was a great strategist. I think he actually got started during the it was Nixon, and then he was really big in the Reagan administration, and then was an advisor to lots of Republican candidates. He's a great strategist, friend with Rupert Murdoch. That's how he got his job there. And he did amazingly well in terms of the results at the cost of, obviously, as you hear around now, the cost of a lot of people and their feeling of self-worth, women anyway. So I'm going to bet you can tell me what happens when stress, like he must have been feeling, arises. All kinds of suits still against him. He was overweight. So I think about stress and how basically it takes over when you're thinking about something you care about a lot. And in that sense, it's impossible to live a meaningful life without stress. You do get excited. It gets into your head, and then your head, because what's in your head affects what's in your body. either good things happen or bad things happen, Ken. And in this case, I'm guessing it was a stress-related. I'm just guessing, but, you know, it makes sense, right?
Absolutely. He's overweight. He's quite, or he's more than overweight. He's obese. He may even be morbidly obese. You know, I don't have his exact numbers, but he's close. And so he most likely has high blood pressure, high cholesterol, a little bit of diabetes, because he looks like he's close to being morbidly obese.
Yep.
And then you add on uncontrolled stress going through these numerous lawsuits all of a sudden, and then he probably measures himself entirely by his job and then losing his career. So he has a very stressful life.
Yep, or had. So now you look at that as a – I think he had diabetes too, didn't he?
Well, looking at the size of him, I don't know how he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had a friend this week. We ought to talk about this because I know there's a report on diabetes this week in the medical news. A friend of mine who's a couple of years younger than I am who is known to imbibe. And if you look at him, his face is so red, you know he's got high blood pressure. And he told me this week that he had diabetes and it's in check. He's doing what he's supposed to do, but – all of these things go together.
High blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes. Yeah. If you're morbidly obese, I almost guarantee you're going to have those three.
Yeah. All right. So word to the wise is sufficient, as they say. A report on diabetes or a diabetes drug is coming up, plus some warnings about heart attack from the cardiologist of fame. Plus, there's a couple of stories about – there's a lot of research being done on the side, and I want to get to Ken on that as well. 28 after the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with
hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
No, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manual. If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you save $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
A new report of the Future Health Index found that 91% of Americans would rather be healthy than rich, yet only 10% of healthcare professionals rate Americans' health as very good or excellent. Philips, a leader in healthcare technology, sees an opportunity for connected technology to drive change. Brett Schaefer, CEO of Philips North America.
The need for connected technology goes beyond fitness trackers. With an aging population and the rise in chronic disease, Americans are looking for personalized data that can support better diagnosis, treatment, and home care.
The report also showed 77% of Americans are open to connected technology, but health system integration remains an issue.
Just 1 in 10 healthcare professionals and a quarter of Americans consider the current U.S. healthcare system to be well integrated. Data and technology are the tip of the spear for enabling the change and creating better health outcomes at a lower cost. Working with leading healthcare networks like the Cleveland Clinic and using our combined knowledge, we can deliver new solutions, making data from connected technology more personalized and actionable.
For more information, log on to futurehealthindex.com.
Now, this is the Good Day medical program called Good Day Health, an hour with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, here at your service and on your side. Send email along to me, Doug at DougStephan.com, with questions for Dr. Ken. He's a medical facilitator. Had great advice. I like his advice. I was just posting to the DJV website. You can find us on Facebook.com/DJV show. A post from an organization that focuses on emotions and anxieties. And it's sort of right with the what we were discussing a few minutes ago, Ken. The obvious sources of problems in our body come from what's going on in our brain and what we need to be aware of. You probably have, in a neurological sense, a biological sense, a genetic sense anyway, the ability to create all kinds of stuff that's good and or bad. It's knowing how to make your, I guess, to approach your emotional health, but also to know about the mind-body, the mind, I believe the spirit-mind-body connection is so significant and really does predicate what your health is in no small way. You see these sorts of things. So I thought I'd post this just because it made a lot of sense, especially given what we were talking about a few minutes ago.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Your health is about common sense. So we were talking about Roger Ailes dying, and I said I thought he had diabetes, and I was talking about a friend of mine who just this week told me that he had diabetes, but he was taking care of it. So there's a warning out from the FDA this week that I think you want to share.
I do. This is about a new family of blood sugar lowering drugs. And this is very important. The drug is Ivocana. It's from Johnson & Johnson. They're now required to add new warnings to this diabetes drug about the risk of foot and leg amputations. This was announced this week by the FDA. This comes out of the final results from two clinical studies that showed leg and foot amputations occurred about twice as often in patients with type 2 diabetes treated with Ivocana as those given a placebo. And this drug belongs to a relatively new class of type 2 diabetes drugs. They're called SGLT2 inhibitors, not to get into the weeds, and they help remove excess blood sugar through the urine. Other drugs in this new class include Eli Lilly's Jardiance and AstraZeneca's America's Pharmaceutica. And supposedly this new family of diabetes treating drugs cause less havoc on the heart. And this is going to need to be figured in with this new side effect that we're learning about. So stay tuned as we all reassess this.
Yep. And it is about assessment, isn't it? It's about assessing, again, knowing what's going on in your body. It's your responsibility. We say that over and over again. I bet there isn't a program that goes by in which at some point we don't just say directly, this is your responsibility. It's your body. It's your health. It's your life. You need to know what's going on in your body, period, end of story. All right. Now, if we had Kara on the ball here, I would have had her gotten asked her to get a tune by the Red Hot Chili Peppers to go along with the results of a study of what happens when you eat these hot chili peppers. There we go.
All right. Well, Doug, people who eat spicy food 6 or 7 days a week, they have a 14% relative risk reduction in total mortality compared to those who spice it up less than once a week. And the relationship, it's even stronger in people who do not drink alcohol. This actually comes out of the British Medical Journal this week. While you can choose from dried chili peppers, chili sauce, and chili oil, the protective factor is greatest for people who eat the fresh peppers. Other studies have been done around the world have found many benefits to those who eat these hot peppers, and the active ingredient that gives them their heat, capsaicin. The reported benefit runs the gamut from a decrease in appetite and obesity to a lower likelihood of cancer. They also may have antibacterial activity and might encourage healthy gut bacteria. So this is just a nice, natural way that's been proven safe and effective by good study to help you stay on planet Earth longer.
One of the things I like doing while we're on the air, I am listening to you, paying attention to the stories, and then I do a little quick, one of the great things about our world is that we have, you know, there's a curse and there's a blessing to having all this information at our fingertips. So I just Googled a couple of things related to this and came up with the first thing that came up is the 6 metabolism boosting superfoods that you ought to eat every day. And most of them are green. Super. And interestingly enough, beets is one of them. I think beets is the only non-green thing that's in here. The grapes are supposed to be great for it. And I thought grapes had sugar. But if you look at
natural fruit sugar is good for you.
Yeah.
Don't fear it. Don't fear fruit sugar.
Yeah. All right. Green, though. The stuff that's green plus super beets, great stuff. All right. Let's see here. There's one other study that I think is important. If I can ask you about this, actually, there are two that I want to get to. One of them is about the risk people have of heart attacks after they have, you know, I think we focused on lung disease or things going on in the lungs last week. I think more people die of cardiopulmonary. There's an event when your lungs get filled up with fluid and you can't clean them out. Doesn't that knock more people off?
Well, that's heart failure.
Yeah.
That's not an infection. That's when the fluid just backs up behind the heart because it's not getting pumped adequately and it fills up in the lungs and pulmonary edema. You can't breathe because you can't exchange oxygen into the body. But this is important. This is out of Internal Medicine Journal this week, Doug. The risk of a heart attack, it's a whopping 17 times higher in the week after a respiratory infection. And possible reasons, I know you were going to ask me this, I just knew it, for why respiratory infections may trigger a heart attack include an increased tendency toward blood clotting, inflammation and toxins damaging blood vessels, and changes in blood flow, and also other reasons we just don't understand. So you want to maybe consider the flu and pneumonia vaccines, but do not ignore symptoms that could indicate a heart attack, especially in that week after you have a respiratory infection, especially a lower respiratory infection, one that affects the lungs themselves as opposed to an upper respiratory infection that affects the upper airways. Mm-hmm. Not yet getting into the lungs. But when you have that lung infection, you get over it, just be careful. You know, you may not want to get out there and push the body into super high gear. Just, you know, train, don't strain, listen to your body, get back slowly, but just be cautious in that first week because you don't want to have that second event. And I see this in my own experience with patients all too often, but if you just get back slowly and very carefully, listen to your body, because your body will tell you when you're pushing it too hard, especially the heart. I call them pushback symptoms. The heart will let you know when you're pushing it too hard. Listen to it. Don't ignore it, and you'll stay out of trouble.
All right. There's the advice from the doctor. Here's something from Consumer Reports, the suggestion that liver damage from supplements. I think we touched on this, and I don't know whether you wanted to say, I mean, I've been back and forth. You know how I am with supplements. You say, maybe I should just ask you to give your recommendations. I won't tell people what I do because I take 30-some-odd supplements a day, and I take things to enhance the strength of my liver because I know that a lot of supplements can, if they're not natural. I try to stick to standard process, and they're all food supplements, but sometimes I don't. And so I enhance my liver strength by taking supplements for that. I wonder how much of...
Do you have the supplements in that report that they were specifically relating to?
You mean the kinds of supplements?
In that report, they identify several of the supplements that are especially hazardous to your liver's health.
Things that come out of a laboratory and are not natural. Pretty much that's the thing. The warning is, if you're going to take supplements, you know, a lot of people take fish oil supplements, and there are different kinds of those even. Some of the fish oil supplements aren't really fish oil. They come from ground up bones in fish and that kind of stuff. So you know what it is? It's back to reading the label, Ken, and understanding and trusting. And plus the fact, by the way, if you take these things and your stomach gets upset, it's telling you something.
That Consumer Report article from back in October that you're referring to, they were especially focusing on the bodybuilding pills and green tea extract.
Uh-huh.
They felt that those were the particularly risky supplements to your liver and can cause harm. And, you know, I recommend no one on their own take these bodybuilding supplements without talking to a doctor, unless you want to have problems in your liver, problems in your heart. I can't tell you how many bodybuilders I see as a physician, as a cardiologist, because people just took things on their own and thought they were helping themselves and just wish they had a second chance.
What are those things, though? Can you identify them so that people specifically know? Because
the bodybuilders know what I'm talking about.
You talk about steroids.
Well, that's one class that they shouldn't be taking that are passed around. But there are all these supplements that are
carnitine, the things that come. I think there are protein powders that people take. I take protein because I don't eat meat and a lot of protein in my diet.
Protein powders are okay as long as you measure how much you're taking, and you know you want to get about 25 to 30 grams with each protein meal, and you don't want to overdo it. It depends how much. You know, you have to figure out based on your weight how much protein you should be eating per day. You don't want to damage your kidneys, and it's based on your weight and then what ratio you want to use. I put in 0.7 grams per pound per day. And, you know, some of the bodybuilders take a lot more. And, you know, you need to do that with a doctor. I would not do it on your own.
Mm-hmm. All right. Word to the wise is sufficient. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen at 46 past the hour.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
There are two things every parent wants when their child goes to college: for their child to do well and a way to afford it. Now, with Discover Student Loans, parents can have the best of both worlds. Not only do our loans cover up to 100% of school-certified costs with zero fees, but we'll give them a cash reward for each new student loan if they earn at least a 3.0 GPA or equivalent. That means every A in history or B in math could help them earn a cash reward for good grades. Just one of the many ways we treat you like you'd treat you. Apply now in 15 minutes or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. There's the old way and the right way to remove a tick. Burning isn't the right way. Neither is smothering.
Using matches or nail polish remover or Vaseline, you want to avoid those.
Dr. Bobby Pritt is a parasitic diseases specialist at Mayo Clinic. She knows ticks and how to properly remove them.
You don't want to squeeze the tick because that could cause it to regurgitate some of its stomach contents into the wound. You don't want to burn the tick. That could also cause it to regurgitate.
Dr. Pritt says the best tool for the job is fine-tipped forceps or tweezers. Without squeezing the body, use the tweezers to grab near where the tick is attached to your skin.
You would just pinch as close as you can to the bottom of the tick and then just pull it out in a single continuous motion.
The goal is to remove the tick as fast as possible without damaging it. Dispose of the tick in a sealed bag or container or flush it down a toilet. Then clean the bite area and your hands. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Good Day Health. Another look at another problem. This is for men. Well, actually, it's for women who are with men who are interested in them being active sexually. If you don't have a very healthy prostate as you get older, you will not have a healthy love life. Pretty much simple and bottom line stuff. So taking the PSA test, the PSA is about, it's a test that tells where the blood flow is in your prostate and how healthy it is. And if the numbers go up rapidly, quickly as you age, you got a problem and you need to see a urologist. And one of the things that has been sort of, controversial the last few years, doctors say, you don't need to take the PSA test because oftentimes it gives you the wrong markers, not to be trusted, blah, blah, blah. Well, I couldn't agree or disagree more than I do with that statement. I've had my PSA tested every year for 40 years. It's been very stable, and there's a peace of mind that goes with it that is worth every, it's just part of the blood work. It isn't like you're getting a digital rectal exam that actually does tell you what the outward health of your prostate is. That's a way for you to find out what in the bottom line, the workings of your male organs. And I was looking at a story from a guy who was 46 years old, who lost his function. He got a PSA test. He figured out right away what the problem was. The American Cancer Society says wait till you're 50 before you get the first PSA test. If the guy was 45 and waited that long, he'd be dead now. So my bottom line here is get a PSA test, gentlemen, every time you have a physical, and get a physical every year. All right. We have a minute here in this portion of the program, and I see something that alarms me. Doctors discussing the costs of cancer. I have a very good friend who's undergoing cancer treatment, and he told me what it was costing, his lymphoma. He has 3 weeks of the protocol and the various drugs that they're using, hundreds of thousands of dollars. And apparently cancer care and the discussion with patients about what happens if you don't have insurance, how many people go bankrupt. Is that the doctor's is that his duty to tell you, I mean, in your case, what heart operation, do you tell the patients what it'll cost them to get fixed if they've abused their bodies?
Well, that's always dancing on the head of a pin kind of conversation. It's very challenging sometimes because you want to do best for the patient, but the patients have worries about costs. And if they don't have the funds, you wonder how you can do it. That's a challenging situation, and greater minds than mine are challenged by that.
Does it make you uncomfortable though to talk about those things
with
your patients?
It always does, but you have to. When patients will bring it up because it adds to their concern about getting treated.
The stress level. How am I going to pay for this? Sure. That's not going to be helpful for your recovery under any circumstances.
So that's why you want to know your insurance. You want to make sure you have good insurance. You want to make sure you're in network and just choose carefully.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road. And with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Going on in the world of medicine, courtesy of one of our medical experts here on the program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is a noted cardiologist. What does that mean, noted? He's known. He has expertise. He's delivered papers overviewing his expertise in lots of different areas internationally. He's highly regarded, and I consider him one of my better friends, frankly, because he takes care of me, takes care of whatever
is
going on.
That's my most important credential.
What, being my friend?
Exactly.
All right, good. Thank you. I feel the same likewise. So let's get at some of the important health news. That's what Ken does. He studies all of the journals, the medical journals, and brings us a half a dozen things, some of which you can hear here, some of which you can hear in an elongated fashion, other parts of the program. The first one here is, so I love these oxymoronic terms, Ken. Healthy obese. How is there that there's any such thing? Reviewed here by a European journal, this term is ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, it's a commonly used term, the healthy
obese. Who uses that term?
Well, who uses it?
You wouldn't use it, would you?
I wouldn't, but
you say people who are obese, you've never seen a fat 90-year-old.
That's correct. Well, boy, you're getting to the bottom.
All right, go ahead.
But a lot of people who are obese, BMI greater than 30, and have no problems at the current time, you know, no cholesterol, blood sugar, high blood pressure, they think they're okay. And they think it's a good place to be. These are the so-called healthy obese. And they don't have the metabolic problems typically associated with obesity. And the news this week is that this is not a good place to be. There's a 50% higher risk of heart disease, a 7% higher risk of stroke, twice the risk of heart failure, and greater risk of peripheral artery disease in the so-called healthy obese.
All right. So there are people who, though, might have strong immune systems, that might, or do the by nature, do you think people who are heavier don't have their immune system doesn't function as well? Because there are people, I think there are people who are healthy, but is there compromise
that
takes place?
I think if you're obese, you need to lose weight, and you're just lucky that you haven't yet gotten your cholesterol up, your blood sugar up, diabetes. And the best thing to do is just get that weight down. That's the take home from this report from the European Congress on obesity this week.
All right, next, here's something for ladies who are going through menopause, men who are with the ladies who are going through menopause, something that's pretty easy to get a hold of. I'm thinking of a salad. Could you make a, this is like kale and fennel. What a salad combo, right?
Yes, this is real hope because women going through menopause, so many have horrible symptoms, and there's a lot of fear in taking estrogen replacement that it may make things worse, cause heart attacks and strokes, and the phytoestrogens have not really been that successful at relieving symptoms, and here might be a phytoestrogen that might actually work. You can have a wide range of inconvenient symptoms during menopause. And fennel is an herb known for its culinary and medicinal uses. Doug, fennel is commonly used as a spice, and fennel tea is known to relieve indigestion or premenstrual cramps. Participants in this study, they were administered capsules containing 100 milligrams of fennel every day, twice per day, for a period of 8 weeks. So you may want to discuss this with your doctor, look into it more. But fennel may be a real possibility that's safe and effective.
Safe and effective. That sounds like a good entree into discussing for a minute what's the best way to be, if you're serious about your health and you're doing something about it, you're looking for something to help your blood pressure and that sort of thing, get good blood flow. How about listening to Ken talk about Super Beets?
Get your nitric oxide level up. That's Nobel Prize winning research from 1998. I recommend you measure your nitric oxide level with these test strips from the saliva from the company Neogenis. And if it's low, get their product Neo 40 to get your tank level up. You have to continuously remake nitric oxide so that your blood vessels relax and your body is communicating from head to toe. And if you need this boost, instead of these dangerous high-energy drinks, get their product Super Beets to get a sudden boost of energy during that midday lag, and don't get any of the havoc of these high-caffeinated beverages.
Well, I just is you're just looking for trouble. This is so good. It really is. Super Beets. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It doesn't make any difference whether you want regular, black cherry, whatever. Plus, free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken. Call 800-655-4183. Take Ken's advice. Get Super Beets. Start every day with Super Beets like the people on my staff do. 800-655-4183. Get with the program.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, built for commercial use and now available for the home, are designed to last over 10,400 cycles or 25 years. But if you're an overworked multi-kids 10 loads a week kind of laundry doer, these machines may only last 20 years, even with Speed Queen's commercial quality metal components. So, buy a Speed Queen knowing you may be in for a mere 20 years of continuous use. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.